Gemara Megillah and Daf Dalet quotes the memory of Yeshua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likrosos HaMegillah Balaylo Shanosa Beyom. A person is obligated to lay in the Megillah at night and to repeat it during the day. And Tosus raises a fundamental issue. Does that really mean that the Chayiv of Kriyas HaMegillah Balaylo is equivalent to the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom? Amay Nafkamina, Tosus raises the question of a bracha of Shechianu. Obviously, Balayla person is reciting a bracha of Shechianu. It's been a year since he fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. And what about when it comes to the next morning? Do I argue that I'm not going to repeat the bracha of Shechianu? Or is it possible to argue that no, that qualitatively there is something different about this Kriyas HaMegillah, and that would warrant a repetition of the bracha of Shechianu? So Tosus writes that yes, even though Shechianu is Balayla, because that is the first time, but nonetheless there is something unusual, something unique about the Kriyas HaMegillah Biyom, and that requires repetition of the bracha. Why exactly is that true? So Tosus begins by telling us as follows, that an inherent part of Kriyas HaMegillah is Pirsuminisa. Pirsuminisa is not just simply the halacha b'chol Torah kula of Barov Am Hadras Melech, but when it comes to certain mitzvos, Ner Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah, that is built into the very fabric of the mitzvah itself. We discussed during Chanukah, the Shitas HaRambam, for example, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, that there's no independent mitzvahs hadlaka la'achar shetich l'regel min hashuk. If there's no one to perceive, so the Rambam writes, the mitzvahs come to an end, and this is not the machlokas whatsoever. And therefore the Rambam writes that without Persimonisa, there is no mitzvahs hadlaka at all. Tosus even raises the issue here, Megillah Daf Hei Amar Aleph, that is Kriyas HaMegillah only Bitzibur, or is it even B'Yachid as well? And Tosus writes that we assume Lahalacha that even a Yachid is obligated to lay in the Megillah. And Tosus raises an unusual question, do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah as a Yachid? Tosus does not say obviously yes. Tosus quotes a Tshuvas Rashi, that yes, even a Yachid who lays the Megillah indeed makes a bracha. In other words, it is not just, well, obviously, yes. Obviously, indeed, that is the case. Because maybe one could argue that since clearly Pirsuminisa is built into the very fabric of the mitzvah of Chanukah, the mitzvah of Purim, so therefore, without that, the mitzvah is considered to be so significantly impaired, it is not at all a mitzvah b'shleimusa, and therefore, it doesn't even warrant a bracha. And even though, yes, that Maskana Tosa says we do so, ooh, but Yerushalmi, the bracha of Harabis Rivenu, that is only Barabim, that is not Biyachid, clearly you see that Pirsuminisa is considered to be part of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and Tosus writes that the Iker Pirsuminisa is Bayom, and therefore that warrants an additional recitation of the bracha of Shechianu. So fascinating, the Chiddush that Tosus writes, that what is the difference between night versus today? Tosus writes that the abundance of the Pirsuminis is that Kriyas HaMegillah with the abundant Sibur Bayom, and that justifies the recitation of the bracha of Shechianu, and this is against the Shitas HaRambam, where the Rambam, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Megillah, tells us that is not true. Shechianu was only recited at night. Shechianu was not at all repeated during the day. Does that necessarily mean that according to the Rambam they are equal chiyuvim? Not necessarily. Even the Rambam could agree that there's a certain element of Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom that does not necessarily apply Balayla. In fact, a little bit later, Megillah Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses Hallel. Why is it that we don't recite Hallel on Purim? And the Gemara has several possibilities why indeed that's true. And one of them is the Chiddush of Rav Nachman that says that, what do you mean? The Kriyas HaMegillah is considered to be a kiyum of Hallel. That is considered to be part of Hallel itself. One could suggest differently that maybe no, Anes and Chutz Laretz, or the Chiddush of Rava, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, that recognized that the resolution to Purim was not absolute geula, and therefore we still find ourselves today in such a predicament, and therefore we do not recite Hallel. It's fascinating that the Rambam paskens like Rav Nachman. The Rambam writes that no, the Kriyas HaMegillah is considered to be that kiyum of Hallel. When the Gemara suggested that Hallel should indeed be recited, when was it referring to? When exactly would that be the case? Well, typically speaking, Hallel is only by Yom. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Zehayom Asa Hashem, Nagil V'nismecha Bo. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, V'mizrach Shemesh Ad Mavo. Hallel is by Yom. Hallel is by Yom. Oh, Tosus points out, Sukkot Aflamet Ches, sometimes we do have Hallel Balayla, the Lel Seder, but Tosus is absolutely clear that that is a unique Hallel, a very unusual type of Hallel. When you look in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs Kuf Nun Zayin, and Mufurish and Sefer HaChinuch, that the Hallel is part of the Kiyum of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is uniquely true when it comes to the Lel Seder. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just simply recollection, to be mindful of the events, but that is Mechayiv Hallel. Hallel is part of Chayiv Adam Liros HaSatzmo. So Meduyik in Haggadah Shal Pesach. B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Adam Liros HaSatzmo. Lefichach Anachnu Chayavim Lehodos LaHallel. That is Lefichach. That is part of the Kiyum of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when the Gemara suggests that maybe indeed when it comes to Purim you should recite Hallel, what Hallel exactly is it referring to? I would say Poshup Shat, not necessarily the Hallel Balayla, that this should be a mitzvah comparable to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather, why is it different than Chanukah? Why is it different than other times, other Yom Tov, where indeed there is a Chiyuv of Hallel, which would mean Hallel which is Bayom, as opposed to Hallel which is Balayla? Let's see, Pesach Frank writes that, Mikrei Kodesh, the Marcheshes, that the Kiyum of Hallel is Bayom, the Kiyum of Hallel Bayom is not Balayla. In which case, one could argue even the Rambam indeed would admit that there's something unique about Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom that you don't have when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, yes, is a Kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah, obviously, but that additional Kiyum of the Kriyas HaHallel, that is something which is Bayom, that is not something which is Balayla. And the Rambam writes that that indeed is true of that Kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah, but that does not necessarily require a bracha of Shechianu. Hallel does not require a bracha of Shechianu. And therefore the Rambam Shita that there is no repetition of the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, even if one indeed argues that there is a unique Kiyum. One in fact could raise the following issue. Women are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, Megillah Daf Dalet, Afein Hayoboso Hanes. Does Afein Hayoboso Hanes apply to Hallel? Not so clear. When we apply that principle of Afein Hayoboso Hanes, what does that mean? Women are chayiv in Ner Chanukah because of Afein Hayoboso Hanes. Are women chayiv in Hallel and Chanukah? Hallel and Chanukah? Poshav Shat Magen Avram? Absolutely not. Women are exempt from Hallel. A Mishnah Sukkot Aflamet Ches, that Hallel is a mitzvah to say Shehazman Grama. And you don't find that the Gemara singles out the Hallel of Chanukah as being any different. The sugya is simply in Sukkot Aflamet Ches that women are exempt from Hallel, which would seem to indicate that even if we apply the concept of Afein Hayoboso Hanes, you know what that means? That applies to the Ikar Mitzvah Sayom, for example, Ner Chanukah, but it doesn't necessarily carry over, spill over to the Kiyum of Hallel, which could lend itself to the following possibility, that maybe when it comes to the obligation of men and women in Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, one could question, is that an identical chiyuv that men and women have? And even if one would argue the answer is yes, but maybe one could distinguish, that's true Balayla, but not Bayom, because Bayom, the Rambam, there's a kiyum of Hallel, and Pashup Shat, women are exempt from that element of kiyum. Maybe that could be a possibility of the Bahag that, you know what, women cannot be motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah for various reasons. Maybe one might be that, you know what, if there is a kiyum of Hallel, and that is the Zman Grama, women indeed are exempt from that particular kiyum. So maybe that could indeed be consistent with the Rambam Shita that, yes, it's not that Hallel applies Balayla, maybe only Bayom, and it's not that the two Chiyuvim are necessarily identical, but in terms of the bracha of Shechianu, Hallel does not warrant a Shechianu. The Hallel of Shechianu of Kriyas HaMegillah was recited Balayla, and the Rambam Shita, you do not repeat that Bayom. What other difference could one possibly suggest between Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom as opposed to Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla? So this is a chiddush that you find in Rishonim. It's spelled out on that daf, Megillah Daf Dalet by the Shagasari, by the Turi Evin. What exactly is the status of Kriya Samegillah? What exactly is its status? So Kriya Samegillah is somewhat unique, after all, because it is ordained in Kisvei HaKodesh. After all, Megillas Esther. It is found in Tanakh. The fact that we have to lay the Megillah and Mitzvah Sayom of Purim, that is something that is indeed part of our Torah Shebichsav, of Ksuvim, and that is something that is indeed ordained. Midivrei Navi. That is something which is clear, as opposed to a later takana or exera drabanan. And what exactly is that status? That already, as Shagasari explains, that that's a heightened status of Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah. So no doubt there are obviously dinim daraisa, takanos drabanan, but you know that Kriya Samegillah indeed is different. That is already considered to have an elevated status of Divrei Kabbalah. And the next step, which Turi Evin writes, when would that be true? When would that be true? Is that a reference to Kriya Samegillah Bayom? Or does that even embrace Kriya Samegillah Balayla? So if you look in Megillas Esther, not surprising, every one of the mitzvah Sayom of Purim is only Bayom and not Balayla. Hayamim Elanis Karim Vinasim. If a person will have his Sudas Purim Balayla, he is not going to be Yotzei. The mitzvah Sayom of Purim are Bayom. They are not Balayla. Any reference to Kriya Samegillah in Megillas Esther is Bayom and not Balayla. And therefore, Shagasari writes the following Chiddush. Kriya Samegillah has an elevated status, Chiddush number one of Divrei Kabbalah, Chiddush number two that is limited to Kriya Samegillah, which is Bayom, and not Kriya Samegillah Balayla. See, even though it's true a person lays the Megillah at night, with that you fulfill a Takana Drabanan, a later Takana Drabanan. But the original Takana of Beis Dino Shomordechai was Kriya Samegillah, which is Bayom, not Kriya Samegillah, which is Balayla. So is a person obligated to recite Shechiyano Balayla and Bayom? Absolutely. Balayla, that's the first time when it's fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah, but that's not going to exempt the Shechiyano of Kriya Samegillah Bayom. This is now the unique opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah Medivrei Kabbalah, and therefore that is why Shechiyano is indeed recited. There's a chiddush that the Ran points out, Aleph and Aleph and Dapi Harif, that, you know, what happened regarding the villages, the B'nai Kfar, the B'nai Kfar? They had difficulty. Each enclave, each village did not have an appropriate Kriya Samegillah. So, such a chiddush. Now, the Sugya and Avbeis Amad Aleph, that, you know what, the Mishnah and the following Gemara, that they were granted incredible dispensation to be able to have a Kriya Samegillah on the Yom HaKnisa, as early as Yud Aleph. After all, they were going to the big city. In any case, they could fulfill the Kriya Samegillah at that particular time. There's an incredible, incredible machlokas, Rashi and Tosus. It's stunning. The machlokas does not occur in Maseches Megillah, but it's one of the most basic cases, the machlokas, Rashi and Tosus. For that, you have to learn Maseches Yevamos, Daf Yud Gimel Beis, Yedal Damad Aleph, to find out this machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. What was the story regarding the B'nai Kfar? These enclaves did not have the possibility of a Kriya Samegillah, so therefore there was an allowance to go and delay earlier. What exactly was done? So Rashi writes very simply, they would go to the city, and they would have a Kriya Samegillah in the city. And who would lay the Megillah for them? A Benir, a member of the city. Wow. So Tosus writes, that cannot be. Tosus writes 2 points. Number one, that would not work. How can a Ben-Ir be Motzi Ben-Kfar? After all, the one who is the Balkori, laying the Megillah, this is not his Chiv of Kriya Samegillah. His Chiv of Kriya Samegillah is on Yud Aleph. And really, he's laying on Thursday, on Yud Aleph. What do you mean? That he cannot be Yotzei with this Kriya Samegillah, so therefore, he's Eino Mechuyav Adavar, Eino Motzi Eser Rabbi, Midei Chavasa. That's what Tosus writes. Wow. And then Tosus writes the following, that you know what, that this is absolutely aser. That's the Sugni Yevamos of Los Hiskodudu, of Sasa Gudos Agudos. You cannot have mitzvos being fulfilled in the same location, this way and that way. That's Nisr of Los Hiskodudu. We're going to have to discuss now about Nisr Daraisa, Nisr Drabanan. The Gemara says the following, that how do you resolve an issue of Lo Siskodadu? Very simply, what happens if this is two different cities, Abaye and Rava? Let's assume this is two different cities. That's not Lo Siskodadu. But Makom Echad, that's considered to be Lo Siskodadu. Asosotosis writes, that's exactly what's happening according to Rashi. What is the schedule for Kriyas and Megillah in this city? It's unusual. There's a Kriyas and Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, on as early as Yud Aleph, and then there's a Kriyas and Megillah on Yud Daled, Ikri Kan, Lo Siskodadu. Sotosis writes that number one, what Rashi suggests is Aser, and number two, it's not only going to be effective because if the Balkori is a Ben Ir, and not a Ben Kfar, in Omotzi Yisra, B'dei Chavasa. And how does Tosis know that that's true? Because Tosis says, we Rishal me, that a Ben Krach can't be Motzi a Ben Ir. A Ben Krach can't be Motzi a Ben Ir. Ooh, so Tosis says a great Kiddush. Just like a Ben Krach can't be Motzi a Ben Ir, Hu Hadin, a Ben Ir can't be Motzi a Ben Kfar. Maybe that analogy is not at all true. It's not at all true. Right, just in a nutshell, very, very simply, if I ask you, Krach and Ir, you know what the answer is? Those are two independent takanos of Purim. When is Purim for a Ben Ir? Yudalit. When is Purim for a Ben Krach? Oh, Tezvav. When is Purim for a Ben Kfar? Yudalit. A Ben Kfar is a Ben Ir. But you know what? Because there is a difficulty, a Shas Adchak, the Chachamim allowed the Ben Ir to fulfill his mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah earlier, despite the fact that Purim for that Ben Kfar is on Yudalit. In other words, that the Ben Ir and the Ben Kfar share the same Takana of Purim. The same Takana of Purim. You and I are both Bnei Ir. Mikra Din, both of us are considered to be that which celebrates Purim on Yudalit. What about the Sudas Purim? That's not going to be on Yud Aleph. Even for the Ben Kfar, that's going to be on Yudalit. That is his Purim. That Poshub Shat is the Chiddush of Rashi Shita, and that is, of course, a Ben Krach can't be Motzi a Ben Ir, because that's called Eino Mechuyav Adavar. But a Ben Ir and a Ben Kfar is not called Eino Mechuyav Adavar. Not called Eino Mechuyav Adavar. And that Poshub Shat is the answer to Los Yiskodadu as well. When you're talking about two independent takanos, Be'ir Achas, that is Los Yiskodadu. When you're telling me the following, you know, my shul will have different minhagim. You know what? One minyan is going to daven after Neitz. But you know what? There's going to be an earlier minyan before Neitz because those who are yotzei l'derech and have to leave, they'll be able to daven earlier. So you know what? I'll tell this person, don't daven at the earlier minyan, you daven at the later minyan. No? Because for you, it's not necessary for Miss Nesset. That's called Lo Siskodadu. Bafurish and Gemara. That's not called Lo Siskodadu. When you have an option for one who is B'shas Adchak, and one is not. That's mafurish in Yevamos and Nafiv Gimel Beis. That's not called Lo Siskodadu. Even though that what is good for one is not necessarily good for the other. When you look carefully in Rashi, in the Sugyas in Yevamos, Rashi writes the problem of Lo Siskodadu is a problem of Ben Krach and Ben Ir. Not Ben Kar. Not Ben Kfar. The problem of Lo Siskodadu is a Krach Ir problem. You know what the Gemara answer is? Different cities. Krach and Ir are different cities. Rashi argues that, you know what, that Ir in Kfar is not an issue of Lo Siskodadu. It's not an issue of Eino Mechuyav Adavar. And therefore, that's what Rashi writes. They would travel to the big city, and a Ben Ir would lay in the Megillah in the big city. And you know what Tosus writes? That wasn't the Metzias. You know what Tosus writes? The Metzias of Ben Kfar was a park and ride. That's Tosus. Park and ride. No, everybody was traveling from the villages to the big city. But you know what? The congestion toll, the bridge toll. You know what? They would all get together at a common area, and as a group, they would go ahead and go to the big city. So you know what Tosfos writes? They would be laning in the Megillah at that park and ride, and a Ben Kfar would lane the Megillah. Not every village had a Balkori. But when everybody got together, you know what? There'll be somebody who can lane the Megillah. That's a huge machlokas. Tosfos ashita to that the Megillah was lained by a Ben Kfar before they got to the big city, and the Shita of Rashi, no, was lain by a Ben Ir in the big city. Now that's pretty heavy. That indeed is the Machlokes. So dispensation which is given to a Ben Kvar, the Ran points out, Aleph and Aleph and Dapi Arif. What about Kriyas HaMegillah at night? What about Kriyas? All this travel occurred during the day. What about Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla? So the Ran writes, you know what? The Ben Kvar didn't lain at night. The Ben Kvar did not lain at night. Vikar Kriyas HaMegillah was Bayom. Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah is not Balayla. And they were in a case of a Shasar Chak, an Ones. So the Chachamim said, you do not have to lay at night, but you have to have a Kriyas HaMegillah, oh, Bayom, oh, Shagasari, you will see the Miriam, Daf Yutes. The Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is Divrei Kabbalah. The Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is a Takana Derabanan. Hey Mamru Vahe Mamru, they exempted the Bnei Kfar from the Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, the Ran says, but not the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. That indeed they had to do, and that was the dispensation of allowing them to lead at an earlier time. So therefore, a marked difference. The Ran says that's obvious when it comes to the case of the Bnei Kfar. They would only lane the Megillah Balayla. They would not go ahead and lane the Megillah only Bayom. They would not lane the Megillah at all Balayla. Stunning, a stunning Chiddush. So, Divrei Kabbalah, Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, a later Takana. You know, if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, Megillah Daf Dalet, Tosfos HaRosh points out that, you know what, the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. Where indeed do you see that this is true? The Tosfos HaRosh just makes like a stunning Ha'ara that, is there any reference at all in all of Mishnayos to a Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla? Certainly not. And I would have expected that there should be. No? The Mishnah Dav Chav tells us the following, that Kriyas HaMegillah, which is Bayom, Mitzvasa Kol Hayom, a Mishnah. I would have expected Tosfos HaRosh right that the Mishnah should say, and a Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is Mitzvasa Kol Halayla. That's typical, no? The Mishnah Megillah Dav Chav only mentions Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. There is no reference at all to Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla because the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is indeed Bayom. It is not at all Balayla. In the Binyan Shlomo of Vilna writes such a chiddush, Simen Nun Ches, that maybe Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is a Takanas Amoraim. So late. That's the pride. Maybe it wasn't Beis Din Shel Mordechai, but so late. Yeah, Megillah Daf Dalet. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that Chayiv Adam Likros is a Megillah Balashonos Bayom, that was the chiddush, that there's a Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. Not Allah found in the Mishnah. That sounds stunning. I would say when you look in the Sugya and Megillah and Daf Chav, it does not sound that way from the Gemara. It doesn't mean that they're equal, but to assume that was so late, Takanas Amoraim, but that's what you find in the Binyan Shlomo. But it's not comparable to Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. Kriyas HaMegillah is the Ikar Mitzvah Bayom. That is Midivir Kabbalah, just like the Mitzvah Sayyam Apurim. And Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is considered to be a Takana Drabanan. You know, there is a Sefer Rokeach, Shin Samach Gimel. You should take a look at that Sefer Rokeach. That's like a fundamental Sefer Rokeach. You know, that we have it here in the Sugyas that we're learning, Nesachas Beitza, about Le and Al, right? Dav Ches, the Kisui Hadam, Sugyas, the Sugyam Sachim and Dav Zayin, which mitzvos require a bracha, which are Ovel Asiyasan, which are Lachar Asiyasan, which are the Al Brachas, which are the Librachas. Now, that's a fundamental Sefer Okeach that goes through the Brachas. If you want to know, like, Nusach HaBracha, that's a fundamental Maramako. The Tshuva Sarashba Simin Yud Ches, right, deals with that at length. The Rush in two places, Amsachim Aleph Yud and Rosh Hashanah Dalad Yud, that's what the Rush discusses, the Al and Li, which mitzvahs have Brachas, which don't, but, a Sefer Okeach. And the Sefer Okeach is bothered by the following, that how come certain brachos are lit and certain brachos are al? And one of the requirements he discusses is Psachim and Avzainu Adbeis, that lit is lehabamashma. Lit is lehabamashma. When a person is making a bracha and you're about to perform mitzvah, we call that Ovel Asiyasan, then lit. Let's assume that's not true. It's not Ovel Asiyasan. Let's assume the mitzvah is already done, and now you're reciting a bracha. For example, Tvilas Hager. The ger is going to recite a bracha on tefillah before the tefillah. He is not yet Jewish. So obviously the bracha is afterwards. That's why the nusach ha-bracha is al ha-tefillah. The Gemara says, Poshim Shat, that's why the bracha is al netilas lulav. Because mida'ag bein afik bein. Because once you picked it up, indeed, you're yotzei. In fact, Mefurish and Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, Yod Aleph Tezvav, where the Rambam writes that if that's not true, if somehow you made the bracha before your yotzei, upside down, having manat v'yotzei, the Rambam's Mefurish, the bracha should be lito lulav, not al netilas luluv. Right? Our minhag is always to recite al netilas luluv, but mafurish. Mafurish and Rambam. Oh, in the discussion, Beit Sadav Ches, about what exactly is the bracha when it comes to Kisi Adam, Kisi Adam. No, the Rambam writes the bracha is al. It's not lit. Why in the world? Why should that be true? Isn't that a typical case of overlas yasan? Oh, the Bahag says no. You make the bracha afterwards. Oh, and that's the chiddush that the Rambam writes, that not necessarily, that the Kisi Adam is the Gemara Hashkita. It's the Gemara Hashkita. And if that really is true, the Kisi Adam is the Gemara Hashkita, so enochinami, that the bracha on the Kisi Adam is going to be that which is al. Ooh. Because that is not really the full overlas yasan. It's no different than the Shkita. And the Rambam is Shkita is a Dvar Rishus. And at Dvar Rishus, you don't make a bracha of le. Dvar Rishus, make a bracha of al. Shkita is a Dvar Rishus. Why is Kisi Adam a Dvar Rishus? You do Shkita, you mechuyiv midaraisa. To do Kisi Adam. The answer is because the relationship between Shkita and Kisi Adam. So that's Sefer Okeach. Shin Samach Gimel discusses the al and the le. Sefer Okeach assumes a very great chiddush. You know what le means, lahaba? No, it's not a chiddush, that's a gemara. No, but his chiddush is this. You know what lahaba means? Lahaba does not just mean technically, is it the moment before I perform a mitzvah? No. You know what lahaba means? Sefer Okeach, you ready? Duration. Sometimes you go ahead and you make a bracha, and the bracha is really lahaba, meaning I'm reciting a bracha now, and you know what? Ooh, that the mitzvah has a hemshech. The duration of the mitzvah is extensive. And therefore, the bracha is considered to be lit. You know, you're going to make a bracha on sukkah, leshe basukkah, and guess what? You know, you're making a bracha on leshe basukkah. The sukkah, in the midst of sukkah, is something that is expanded, it's extended. It's going to go on for hours, it's going to go on for days. And therefore, on such, you make a bracha. When you're dealing with a mitzvah that has a lengthy duration. That's what lila haba means. It doesn't mean the technical issue of, when you're dealing with a mitzvah mugderis, a mitzvah ktsuva, I go ahead and I make a bracha and I perform the mitzvah right here, and the mitzvah is going to take me a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, you know what? On that, you recite an al, al achilas matzah. But when it comes to leishe basukkah, ooh, the yeshiva is enduring, the yeshiva is expansive, there's a lengthy duration, a duration of, that's an important chiddush. The bracha of Hallel. Aleh, because the Sefer Okeach writes, typically speaking, Hallel is something that continues. Most of the time, Hallel is going to continue for days. And therefore, we recite a bracha that indeed is Lahabamashma. Well, the same thing is true when it comes to Halakas Ner Chanukah. The same thing is true. What about when it comes to Kriya Samegillah? Why is it that the bracha is al mikra megillah? So Sefer Okeach writes, because that really does not have that duration. You're going to lay in the megillah, and that's it. What do you mean it doesn't? Chayav adam likras is megalosh anosa b'yam? Of course there's a duration. So Sefer Okeach writes, no. The ikar mitzvah of kriyas megillah is balayla. Lishanosa b'yam. Reinforce it during the day. But the ikar mitzvah of kriyas megillah is balayla. And in order to emphasize that the Iker Mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah is indeed Balayla, wow. So therefore the bracha is not Lahaba Mashma, the bracha is Al Mikra Megillah. Wow, that's the Chiddush that the Sefer Okeach writes. A difference between the Kriya Samegillah Balayla, Kriya Samegillah Bayom, and the Iker Mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah is Balayla. Chayev Adam Likrosa Samegillah Balayla, and Ulishanosa Bayom. You reinforce the Chiyu. But unlike, let's say the Miri that writes, certainly not that the mitzvah of Kriya Samigdivri Kabbalah and Shagasari, that's only Bayom, and it's not considered to be that which is Balayla. But that's an important distinction. Kriya Samigdivri, number one, the Ikar mitzvah is Midivri Kabbalah, but maybe that doesn't apply equally to Yom as opposed to Layla. And Shagasaria, when he writes in Turi Evan, that the mitzvah midivre Kabbalah is bayom and not balayla. There's significant differences as to whether you assume that Kriya Samegillah is itakana derabanan, or whether indeed you assume it's considered to be that which is midivre Kabbalah. How would one assume, for example, in a case of Safek? In a case of Safek? A Safek, the Rabbanan is indeed Lakula. Tosus, in fact, writes as an example, Menachos Samach Vav, that Sfira Sa'omre Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan. And therefore, Tosus writes, it's preferable to count during Ben Hashmashos. You're allowed to count during Ben Hashmashos? And Tosus even writes a Chiddush, maybe it's preferable to count Ben Hashmashos because you want the entire day to be included in the Sfira. So every Chumra is a Kula. You're going to be machmer and seis and wait and wait and wait and wait. Every minute that passes it is not being counted. So therefore, a Chiddush. Tosus writes, number one may count Sfira Ben Hashmashos. And then Tosus says, maybe that's an enhancement. Mechaber Tav Beites, wait until Tzeis. What about Kriya Samegula during Ben Hashmashos? What about Kriya Samegula during Ben Hashmashos? So Tofresh Pei Zayin, that's the Taz, the Prima Gadim. No. We treat Kriya Samegula as Divrei Kabbalah. And therefore, if that really is true, Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah Damyan, and therefore, wait until Tzeis HaKochavim to do so. You know what the Chiddush that Taz and Prima Gadim is? That number one, that Kriya Samegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, not the Rabbanan, and Safek is the Chumer. Number two, Ben Hashmashos. We're talking about Kriya Samegillah Balayla. Mefurish. No, that Taz and Prima Gadim, Tafresh Pei Zayin, that concept of Divrei Kabbalah is going to extend even to Kriya Samegillah, which is indeed Balayla, even in cases of Balayla. Wow, that's an important Chiddush. A little bit later, Tafresh Sadi there. Mishabru discusses at length, what would you say about Kavana? Mitzvah Srichos Kavana, Mitzvah Ein Srichos Kavana. You know what? That's a heavy machlokas. That's a machlokas Tanayim, machlokas Amarayim, machlokas Rishonim, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Samach. But how do we paskin when it comes to the deal of Mitzvah Srichos, Mitzvah Ein Srichos Kavana? Unclear. There's stiris in Rambam, there's stiris in Shulchan Aruch. You know, in Hilchos Kriyashma and Siman Samach, the Mechaber writes Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. The Mechaber quotes the two possibilities, but the Mechaber writes, we paskin explicit in Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. But you know, Tav Pei Tes, when it comes to Sfira Somer, you know the Mechaber paskins Mitzvah Ein Srichos Kavana. Now that's the Mechaber, that if someone asks you what night of Sfira it is, don't say today is, but say yesterday was, because relaying that information that tonight is, with that, you could be Yotzi, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. I didn't have Kavana. Mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavana. That's the Magen Avraham Stira. No, that, what do you mean? When it comes to Kriyashma, the Mechaber writes Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, the Mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavana. How do you resolve that Stira? Oh, Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz. There's a marked difference. We assume, even though this is a Dion in the Gemara, Brachos Chaf Aleph, and even though, maybe surprisingly, Mamash Machlokas Rishonim, but we paskin, like the Rambam, the Rif, Kriyash Mazdaraisa. Sfiras Omer, you're right, the Machlokas Rishonim. But Mikra Hadin, we paskin that Sfiras Omer is a din, the Rabbanan. That's the Sheet of Tosus, the Balamor, the Ramban. Sfiras Omer is only a din, the Rabbanan. Oh, so that's not a steer in Shulchan Aruch. That, you know what? We have this diyun, a suffix as to whether it's a Srichos Kavana or not. When it comes to a mitzvah daraisa, we're going to assume l'chumra. When it comes to a din d'rabbanan now, we're going to assume b'di'evit, indeed, you're yotze. And therefore, a difference when it comes to mitzvah srichos kavana between a mitzvah daraisa and a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Oh, and that's what the Shaar Tzion discusses, Tofresh Sadi. What about when it comes to Kriya Samegillah? Oh, that's where Mishnah Berurah writes, Kriya Samegillah d'rei kavala. Mitzvah srichos kavana. G'direi Torah dami. And the Shaar Tzion points out, but maybe that's only Bayom and not Balayla. We're going to paskin differently in a Suffolk when it comes to Kriya Samegillah Bayom, as opposed to Suffolk when it comes to Kriya Samegillah Balayla. There is a Tshuvas Noda Behuda that also makes that distinction. Simin Mem Aleph, where incredible, a very cloudy month. They didn't have an opportunity to be Mekadesh Levana. And all of a sudden, Levana appeared in the middle of Kriya Samegillah. So what exactly do you do? Do you apply a principle of Osek B'mitzvah and your Potter Min HaMitzvah? Or do you argue that, you know what, we'll get to Kriya Samegillah, but just because Levana is here now does not necessarily mean I'll be able to make Kaddish Levana a half hour from now. Maybe I should view Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah overes, and Kriya Samegillah, there really is no suffix, we'll be able to lay the Megillah properly, and maybe that should be called a mitzvah She'eno Overes. And in the course of that lumdus, that whole discussion there, Mufurish and Odebiyuda, and don't tell me that Kiddush Levana is only a Takana Drabanan, and Kriya Samegillah is Zivrei Kabbalah. So obviously, preference should be given to the Kriya Samegillah, because Kriya Samegillah is Divrei Kabbalah, but only by Yom and Nat Balayla. And therefore, if it's Kiddush Levana versus Kriya Samegillah Balayla, those are two Dinim Drabanan, and maybe preference should be given to the Mitzvah Veres of Kiddush Levana. It's a fascinating, fascinating possibility. The Shagasari there in Turi Evan and Daf Dalid writes, this is the Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos. It's clear that women are obligated in Kriya Samegillah. After all, that's one of the cases of Afen Hayo, Boson Eis. But is it obvious that women can be motzi men in Kriya Samegillah? So, the Bahag writes no. Because even though men are obligated and women are obligated, the chiyuvim are not identical. Why exactly is that true? In Lamdus, the Brisker Rav already writes, in the beginning of Masechas Erechim, the Lamdus is as follows. Step one is women are chayiv in mitzvos. Well, yishva kosav yishlish. Women are chayiv in mitzvos. That's step one. Step two is there's an exception. Women are exempt from mitzvah shazman grama, mishnah kedushin, afchavtes. Okay, fine. Now, there are certain exceptions to the ptur of zman grama. Der Chanukah, Kriya Samegillah, Dalukosos. Those are exceptions to the Ptur. What does it mean there's an exception to a Ptur? Step two, Nashmir Pturos. But all of a sudden when it comes to this host of mitzvos, that's not true. This is an exception to the Ptur of Zman Gram. Is that a Numachayev, step three? Or not step three. This is an exception to the Ptur. If there's no Ptur, we're back to step one. Women are Chayev mitzvos. There's a ptur of Zman Grama, step two, not here. If there's no ptur, you're back to step one. Or do I argue? No, there's a ptur of Zman Grama. And if there's another reason that women are obligated, afem bosoneis, that's a step three, that's a numachayiv. We don't assume a hadri the mitzvah kama. Oh, we'll see you, the tosos and beitzah daf, yudbeizam and aleph. Cases of ochon nefesh. Lachem l'lanachri, lachem l'klavim, gavoa, psulim u'kdashim. Tosus raises this lamdus. You know what? When you have something which is a limit to an exception, are you back to step one, or is that considered to be a numachayiv? Wow. If there's no p'tur v'zman grama, you know, we're back to step one. That means men and women are chayiv and kriya samegillah, tier one. If you're going to argue, you know, despite, there's a p'tur v'zman grama. And afen abas is a numachayiv, that means men are obligated because of tier one. Women are obligated because of tier three. Maybe one could argue that, you know what? That afen bosoneis is not exactly the same chiyuv as a chiyuv in the ikar mitzvah of kriya samegillah. L'may nafkamina, can a woman be motzi man in kriya samegillah? Maybe not. Maybe they're not considered to be in any shape or form. Parallel chiyuvim. Why would I argue that they're not parallel chiyuvim? Oh, one possibly Shagasai writes is exactly this point. That you know what? That Kriya Samegillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Afen Abosones. What's the status of that? You know, the truth is that's not so simple. Those are 3 days in Tosus. 3 days in Tosus. 1 day is Tosus and Psachim Kavchesim and Beis, and 2 days in Tosus Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Those are 3 days in Tosus. Well, the Tosus in Psachim Kuvchesim Abeis writes that Afen Habosanais has no relevance at all to a din darais. Has no application whatsoever to a din darais. After all, if I were to ask you that where do you apply the principle of Afen Habosanais, you know the answer is Ner Chanukah, Dal Kosos, Kriya Samegillah, they're all drabana. It doesn't apply at all to a din daraisa. So if I want to obligate women in matzah, I need a drasha. If I want to discuss a chiv of women in sukkah, that's sukkah chavches. But don't invoke the principles of afen hobosones. That has no relevance to a din daraisa. Wow. So that's why you require a hekesh. Wow. That's why you require a hekesh, in order to tell us that whoever is obligated in the isra of achilas chametz is obligated in achilas matzah. Psach mem gimel. Kol sheyeshna baltoch chametz. What do you need that for? What's wrong with afin avos anayis? Tosa says it has no relevance to a din darais. Okay, that's Tosas. Psach mem. Tosas Megillah Dalam Alf raises the same question. Why do you need a drasha when it comes to matzah? Why do you need a drasha when it comes to matzah? What's wrong with afin avos anayis? It applies to dalakosas. Why can't you apply that to matzah? So guess what? Their Tosus does not say it has no relevance to din darais. That's not Tosus's answer. Tosus says the following. You have to look carefully at the first teretz of Tosus. Tosus says the following. If I only had afin avos anayis, I would argue that women are chayiv in matzah, the rabbanon. Now that I have kol she'eshna, women are obligated in matzah daraisa. That's different from the Tosus of Sachim, no? That teretz of Tosus is, afin avos anayis is relevant to a din daraisa, but only creates a chayiv drabanon. And the reason I need kol she'eshna is because women are obligated midaraisa in matzah. So that's a shift, no? Tosus Pesachim, that a din daraisa has no relevance. Can't apply afin avos anayis. Tosus Megillah Teretz 1, no, I'm willing to apply it, but it's only going to create the chiyuv drabanon. So why do I need a hekesh? Because women are chayiv matzah daraisa. And then Tosus quotes Teretz 2, Rabbi Yosef Yishu Yerushalayim, that afin avos anayis applies to a mitzvah daraisa, and it creates a chiyuv daraisa. Oh, so if that really is true, that afinus creates a chiyuv daraisa, so why do you need a hekesh when it comes to matzah? So you know what? Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim writes the following. Oh, wait a second. There's a counter argument. There's a tension. What's the tension? Afin avos anayis would teach me that women are obligated in matzah midaraisa. Yeah, but you know what? There's a counter argument. You know what the counter-argument is? There's a gzeres shavah, tesvav tesvav, comparing Pesach to Sukkot. And it's mefurish in Gemara, Sukkot Chavches, that women are exempt from Sukkah. Oh, so now I have a problem. If I didn't have a pasuk that talks about matzah, one side would be women are obligated midaraisa because of afin avos anayis. Another side is women would be exempt because of tesvav tesvav. So that's why the Torah has to have a drasha when it comes to matzah to tell you women are obligated to matzah. Because you would not have known from the defaults because you have an argument and you have a counter argument. Oh well, that's why Yosef Yishu Shalom. You know what the chiddush of that is? That afin avos anayis, A, applies to mitzvah daraisa, and B, it creates a chiyuv daraisa. You look at Berak Yosef, you look at Prima Gadim. They write the following. Are women obligated in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Are women obligated in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's like stunning. You know they write? Like in one line. 3 days in Tosis. You look around, where are their 3 days in Tosis exactly? There are 3 days in Tosis, no? Pesachim Kuvches and Megillah Daf Dalet. Are women obligated in Mitzvah Darais and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? According to Tosis and Pesachim, no. According to Tosis Megillah Teretz 1, yes, Darabanan. According to Teretz Turim, yes, daraisa. Yes, daraisa. There's no counter arguments. No, yes, daraisa. Wow, that's pretty heavy. Now so that's a fascinating issue. What is the strength of afin avos anayis? Let's assume afin avos anayis only creates a chiyuv d'rabbanan. So that means women are chayiv in kriya samigilami d'rabbanan, tier 3. Men are obligated in Kriya Samigdat Tir 1, Divrei Kabbalah. Oh, and that's what the Torah even writes. That's why the Bahag says that women are obligated, but they cannot be Motzi men. The Chiv is not at all the same. And this is what the Meiri writes when it comes to a Katan. Megillah Daf Yudes. A Katan cannot be Motzi Gadol in Kriya Samigdat. Why not? A katan shigil lechinuch is a bar chiyuv in mitzvos derabanan. We assume that mi'ikar hadin, that's Tosus shita, that's the Ran shita, that's the Rambam shita, that chinuch does not only mean there's a parental obligation to be machanech. I would say that's not a machlokes. Everyone agrees there's a parental obligation of chinuch. That's clear, that's clear. A pashim shat, the tolsus psachim peches, that's a din darais. A din darais, you have to mechanech your children the mitzvahs. You know what the machlokis is? But is the katan technically a bar chiyuv a derabanan in that mitzvah? That's a machlokis. Where Rashi says no, Tosfos says yes. The Ran writes yes, the Ramban writes no. Of course, there's a parental obligation of chinuch. But does chinuch really mean, that the katan is a bar chiyuv a derabanan? If you assume yes, you know what that means? The possibility of a katan being motzi a gadol in mitzvos. Not in a mitzvah daraisa. A mitzvah daraisa, lo asi derabanan, no mapet daraisa. But if you have a mitzvah derabanan, and you hold that a katan is a bar chiyuva, so the default position the muskel rishon should be is that a katan can be motzi a gadol as long as it's derabanan. And Tosfos writes, don't be shocked. That's a Gemara Mefureshes, a Brachos, and a Chaf. That a katan can be motzi a gadol in Birchas Hamazon. If the gadol did not eat kedei svia, the gadol only ate kazayis, and Tosfos' shita is kazayis is only a chiv and benching derabanan, so the katan is obligated derabanan, a gadol is obligated derabanan, nasi derabanan, umapik derabanan, therefore that's good. Oh, so Tosfos now is bothered. If that's good when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, why isn't it good when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah? If a katan can be motzi a gadol in benching, why can't a katan be motzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah? Oh, so Tosfos, because of this difficulty, Tosfos writes, I have to tell you a very great thing, that there's not just Daraisa and Rabbanan. You know what? The chain continues. There's a Chad Rabbanan, a Trade Rabbanan, maybe a Tlas Rabbanan. You know what? How far removed are you from a Chiyuv Mi'ikradin Daraisa? So Tosfos writes like a stunning chiddush. And that's as follows. That, you know what? A trade rabbanan can't be motzi a chad rabbanan. A trade rabbanan is called einu mechuyav b'davar compared to a chad rabbanan. So therefore, when it comes to kriyas hamegillah, a gadol is a bar chiyuv b'daraisa in a mitzvah rabbanan. That's a chad rabbanan. A katan in kriyas hamegillah, A, the mitzvah rabbanan, B, the chiv of katan in mitzvos is only drabanan, that already notches down. That's called a trade drabanan. And a trade drabanan can't be motzi echad drabanan, so therefore, a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in mitzvos drabanan. Wow. What about Birchas Hamazon? The Gemara says yes. Oh, Tosfos writes the following. The Gemara said explicitly that the gadol only ate kazayis. But the Gemara doesn't say explicitly, that's the implication, but the katan ate kedei svia. The katan ate kedei svia. Oh. So if the katan eats kedei svia, that means this should be a mitzvah daraisa Birchas Hamazon, but the katan is only baruch chiyuv derabanan. The gadol is a baruch chiyuv daraisa, but he only ate a kazayis. And Tosfos writes, eino chinami. If the gadol and the katan only eat a kazayis, the katan cannot be motzi the gadol Birchas Hamazon, because that's trade rabbanan versus a chad rabbanan. That's pretty heavy. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. Realize, the whole thing is revolutionary. There's not just lo asi derabanan umapik daraisa, but lo asi trade rabbanan umapik chad rabbanan, lo asi tos rabbanan umapik trade rabbanan. The gradation continues. That's a very, very great chiddush. A very great chiddush. Take a look at the Meiri, and that's sugi migodaf yotes. Meiri, I'll tell you the simple answer, but mefurish Meiri. A katan is a bar chiyuv derabanan, but kriyas hamegillah is divrei kabbalah. And lo asi derabanan umapik divrei kabbalah. A gadol is chayiv in kriyas hamegillah divrei kabbalah. And a katan is only chayiv derabanan. So therefore, it's obvious that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in kriyas hamegillah. Kriyas hamegillah. What if you hold that's only bayom, and kriyas hamegillah is only din derabanan? Or maybe then you could argue yes, or maybe then you can come on to Tosfos that no, kriyas hamegillah balayla for a katan is a trade derabanan, and kriyas hamegillah for a gadol balayla is a chad derabanan. Maybe in Achinami, if one is chayish the shita Tosfos, even balayla that would not work, because losi trade ramakvik chad rabbanan. I'll tell you an incredible possibility of rabban deri kabbalah. Maybe yes, maybe no. Ooh, this year, Purim Meshulash. When does Yerushalayim, when does a Ben Krach lay in the Megillah? Not on Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. Guess what? The whole world is laying the Megillah on Thursday night and Friday. Pretty unusual. No? The Achdus. Everybody is laying the Megillah at the same time. But I'll tell you a fascinating Ha'ara. You know, for all of us, that's a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah. For a Ben Yerushalayim who's laying the Megillah Thursday night and Friday, that's because of the Gzeira Derabba. Gzeira Derabba. No? That he's laying the Megillah Thursday night and Friday. Pashur Pshat, that's the Din Derabbanan. And for us, it's Divrei Kabbalah. The whole world this year is laying the Megillah at the same time, but for Ben Krach, that's the Din Derabbanan. And for Ben Yir, that's Divrei Kabbalah. That's Divrei Kabbalah. Wow, that's a fascinating thing. There is Yerushalmi, the very beginning of Maseches Megillah, the Yerushalmi writes that maybe everyone can be Yotzei on Yadalet mi Divrei Kabbalah. It's not just the Gzeira Derabba is do not lean on Shabbos. Lean on Thursday night and Friday. But if a Ben Krach were to lean on Yadalid, Yerushalmi writes his Yotzei. Yerushalmi writes the possibility of being Yotzei. Because after all, that is almost universally the day of Purim. But barring that Chiddush in Yerushalmi, it's like unusual. So when you kind of like, you have to create that hierarchy, that Tosus Sushita, you know what? Chad Rabbanan, Trey Rabbanan. So you have a lot of moving parts. A woman, a katan, Laila, Yom, Purim Meshulash, Mukav, not like all those things can notch the Chiyuvim down. You know, Ben Yerushalayim is reading on Thursday night. Now, Akatan and Isha, that's a cluster of Anan. Now, realize that, you know what, the Chiyuv is the Drabanan, the Laila is the Drabanan, the Chiyuv and Mitzvah, and the Katan is only a Din Drabanan. You can have all the gradations according to the Shita of Tosfos. I'll just conclude with an important, Chiddush. The Ran, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud and Daf Yerif, quotes the Shita Baliyat. Both when it comes to Ner Chanukah and when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, a katan no. Yeah, but the Baliyat writes that's only a katan shelo higi l'chinuch. A katan shehigi l'chinuch. A katan shehigi l'chinuch is chayv mitzvos. So a katan shehigi l'chinuch can be motzi gadol. That's brachas daf chav. Wow, that's the Shita of the Baliyat. You don't have to come on to Divrei Kabbalah, Derabbanan, Chadaran, Trei Derabbanan. No. A katan shehigi l'chinuch is chayiv and can be motzi, Wow, that's a sheet of the Baliyat. Is this cited in Shulchan Aruch? Is this quoted in Shulchan Aruch? The sheet of the Baliyat? So amazing. The Baliyat writes this both when it comes to Chanukah and Kriyas HaMegillah. So take a look at Mechaber now. The Mechaber, Hilchos Chanukah, Tafrei Shain Hei, quotes the Baliyat. As a Yeshom. A katan cannot be motzi gadol in Erech Chanukah. Oh, Yeshom and Baliyat? Absolutely yes. As long as you give a chinuch. And what about when it comes to Hilchos Megillah, Tafresh Beites? No. Doesn't mention that at all. That's the Tzarech Yina Magen Avram. You can mention the Baliyat, not mention the Baliyat. But the Baliyat was true when it comes to Chanukah, when it comes to Purim. It's striking. The Magen Avram writes that the Mechaber cites this only in Hilchos Chanukah, not in Hilchos Purim, as though there's a difference. In Chanukah, yes, and in Purim, not. Why should that be? So in the Sefer Zikar of Shmuel Zavsky, Zichron Shmuel, Shmuel Zavsky suggested the following Chiddush. A katan is Baruch Hu. That's from Tosfos Sushi. Yeah, but he can't be Motzi a Gadol because Chad Rabbanan, Trei Rabbanan. Is there any basis to argue that the Chad Rabbanan and Trei Rabbanan is only relevant in Hilchos Megillah and not relevant in Hilchos Chanukah? And therefore, Chanukah yes, Megillah no. So that was the Chiddush. Maybe that difference in a Chadra and Trei Rabbanan is only relevant in Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is an obvious Chovas HaGavra. Chovas HaGavra, I must. And therefore, if my Chiyuv differs from yours, you know, mine's Divrei Kabbalah, yours is Drabbanan, you're a Chadra Rabbanan, a Trei Rabbanan, a Tvas Rabbanan, those are not parallel Chiyuvim. And if that really is true, so we're done. Loasi drabanan, mapik daraisa, loasi treid, machad. Okay. What about when it comes to Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah. You know, the Rambam describes Ner Chanukah not as a Chovas Agav. The Rambam describes Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, what we generally term as a Chovas Habayis. It doesn't mean the material of the house, but you know, Mi Beinehem, the Anshe Habayis. On Shabbos, you have to have a Ner Doluk Babayis. On Chanukah, the Rambam describes, you have to have the Ner Chanukah Babayis. The Rambam Perakei, Perak Lama Fokhus Shabbos, the Rambam Perak Dala Fokhus Chanukah. That's how the Rambam describes. One person can lighten the whole house of his Yotze, but there's no Shemei Akona, a Shlichus, a Shemei Akona. Because you know what? If you have the Ner Doluk Babayis, that satisfies the needs for the Anshe Babayis. And don't forget the Rambam Shita, that even Mahadrin, in Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, does not deviate from the fact that only one person is lighting. It's just a question of Kamenei Rusum Adlik. Ner L'Cholech HaVyecha does not mean perform the mitzvah individually. This is not a Chovas HaGavra, that you perform the mitzvah individually. It's a Chiv of the Anshe Bayis, maybe similar to what the Beis Halev here writes, when it comes to Achilas Kodshim, maybe similar to Yibum Chalitza. One brother does Yibum Chalitza. It really means that he's doing Sabbat Torah Shlichus. Everyone is doing Yibum. But Shluchus Shalom Kamalsa, that's really a form of Yisgeres Shlichus. Or does it simply mean that, you know what, that the Achim and Ha'av have to satisfy the Zika? The Zika requires Yibum Chalitza. And you know what? If one brother does Yibum, one brother does Chalitza. So the Shar Achim, Niftru Midei Chavasa, their Chiyum is satisfied. As opposed to a Shomei Kaone. As opposed to a shlichus, we're going to see that Gemara does use terms shlichus da achim ka'avet. Does that really mean a formal misgeres, a formal misgeres of shlichus, or does it simply mean that you know what it is an obligation on the brothers to satisfy the zika, either al yedei yibum, al yedei chalitza, the way the Rambam describes Ner Chanukah as a chovas habayis. Maybe one should suggest the following chiddush from Shmuel: a chovas habayis, ner dolok habayis. So let a guy light the Ner Chanukah. Let a guy light the Ner Chanukah. Let a shota light the Ner Chanukah. Oh, so you're going to tell me alumnus? No, what, a shota lights Ner Chanukah? That's not a Ner Chanukah shel mitzvah. That's a Ner Chanukah. A guy sounds the shofar. It's a mitzvah of shmiya. That's a kol shofar shel mitzvah. If it's not produced by a bar chiyuv, that's not called a kol shofar shel mitzvah. That's not called a chefza ner chanukah. En achinam, you don't require shemei akona. You don't require shlichus, but you have to have a ner chanukah dolok b'bayis. Alochin chefza, alochin bayis. And if it's lit by one who is not a bar chiyuv, it doesn't have the status of. Is it so obvious when you're dealing with halachin cheftza, halachin bayis? Is this or is this not that there's a difference between a chad rabban and a trade rabban and a tlas rabban? If you're dealing with a chovas hagavra, I understand very well. We don't have parallel chiyuvim. So, vis-a-vis me, you're considered to be an inu mechuyav b'davar. But if you're talking about the need to have ner balak bayis, elamai, in order to call it a cheftza shel. A chefza shel mitzvah, a chefza shel ner chanukah, a chefza of kol shofar. It has to be produced by bar chiyuva. A kavin is a bar chiyuva. And therefore I'll tell you the chiddush. Maybe that's exactly why. The Mechaber writes that a katan being madlik in ner chanukah is an option, tafresh ayin hey, but not tafresh peites when it comes to kriyas hamegillah. That is a classic. Chovas hagavra, that there we would assume that Tosa Sushita, that a trade rabbanah is considered to inu mechuyav b'davar, legabe echad rabbanah, that maybe not true when it comes to the cases of chovas habayis. But fascinating shitas in terms of the ikar mitzvah of kriyas hamegillah, what exactly is the role of nashim and ketanim, night versus the day, what is midivrei kabbalah, what is considered to be that which is did rabbanan, and fascinating machlokas rishonim, that what is the ikar mitzvah of kriyas hamegillah? A poshub shot, the kriya samilig bayom, that's what's mentioned in Mishnah. Tosas Arash, that's what's mentioned in the psukim. And then chidish the sefer okeach. L'shano sabiyom, indicating that Iker mitzvah of kriya samagil is betchila sayom, meaning balayla, and that justifies indeed the nusach habracha. But fascinating deus in terms of what exactly is the shleimus of the mitzvah of kriya samagilah. What are the various different gradations, and that biur of the memra Rabbi Shimon Levi, v'chayev adam nikras samagilah balayla l'shano sabiyom.